introduciendo a DJ Ceviche.
Pero ven acá, muchacho, ¿y para qué tú quieres tanta novia?
Me la voy a llevar a toa pa' un VIP, un VIP. Ey, saluden a Titi, vamos a tirar un selfie. Say cheese, ey, que son siguientes.
Buenos días and welcome back to The Morning Buzz. I'm your host, DJ Ceviche, better known as Navy Seaman Anthony Garro. It is now 8:07 and in the studio here joining me is Kratos' very own Lewis. How are you doing today, Lewis?
Doing good. Good to be here.
I know, right? And it's like been, what, 2 weeks since we had last interviews?
Yes. Well, I was here last week, but you weren't here.
Oh, wow.
I was with Outlaw, actually.
Really?
Yeah, first time.
How was it?
It was good.
All right. Well, now, what can we be expecting from today's interview?
Well, when I was younger, there were times that somebody come up and ask for some help on different topics or something. And I was always wondering, am I really doing what I need to do or not? So I thought I'd talk about some of the steps to be able to see if you're on track to actually help an individual, a friend that's in your life.
All right. Well, if you want to find out tips on how to help somebody close to you, listen up because we'll be discussing it with Kratos. You're listening to 105.9 AFN Sigonella, the station serving you America's best. All right, Lewis, so we've all lived through life and have had situations where there's somebody we really care about and we just don't know how to help them. We don't know how to assist them, especially when they're like have a poor mental state or they're just going through something. So What are one of the four tips we can use?
That's it, exactly. Some people come up and we become frozen ourselves. So simple acrostic of the word salt. So it's easy to remember. And the aspect of salt, that was how they paid the Roman soldiers before in the past. Really? A lot of value to salt, and we still need salt. So be able to just keep that simple word. And the first one is to show love. And we take that for granted, but what does it really mean to show love? We can have a time when we say, I don't like that person, but I can still love them. And hopefully it's not, well, I love my wife and I love my violin and boy, I sure do love this chocolate bar. How do we define that? How do we classify that? Hopefully you don't love the chocolate bar the same way that you love your spouse, you know? But we use that word so lightly and so flippantly that are we truly showing? It's been said, nobody cares how much you know until they know how much you care. So are you really caring for that person that's even coming up talking to you? Is that one of the biggest first questions right there?
And like you mentioned with somebody, even if you don't like them, you can still show love to them. Like it's just those small acts that can mean a lot to somebody.
Yes.
Which it might, maybe to somebody might not mean as much, but it can make a world of difference.
You can.
Correct?
Show kindness to everybody. Even that person that you don't like, be kind to them. You never know. You might cross paths 10, 15 years down the road with them and end up working for them or vice versa, or might be able to help each other out. That enemy might become a good friend later on. So just keep that in mind as you're dealing with people that even that person you don't like.
And for another step or the next step, what would that be too?
The next thing would be to ask questions. You know, as we're sitting there and talking with somebody and they're sharing, we would need to clarify some things sometimes to be able to truly do some probing and some asking. Where are they really at? What is their actual mindset? Because they might say something, but they might be meaning something completely different. And if we go off on a tangent half loaded thinking, okay, this is what they're going to do, this is where they're going to go, this is what they need, and we don't really understand what their situation is, how are we really going to help?
Yeah, like I feel like with assumptions it's almost like a 50-50 because you can't assume something and then it might stick, but then sometimes it might just break everything and then you just found yourself not really, like instead of helping them you just made the situation much worse. So
yes,
definitely asking questions is a big part. And now coming up next we'll be discussing more with Credo. You're listening to Eyes Without a Face by Billy Joel. Yeah, don't turn off the radio because we're back with Credo to discuss more with how to help somebody, especially somebody you care about. So we discussed two steps, which was love and asking what's wrong. What are the next two?
Well, you got to show love, ask questions, then they... third step from the word salt is to listen. And that's easier said than done because we think that we're listening, but a lot of times we aren't. Because when we hear something, what we're doing is we're thinking, okay, they said this. Could I say this or should I say this? And if I say this, it might say this or that. So maybe I should say this instead. And we end up missing 90% of what they actually say.
My mom would always say that to me when she was like grounding me because I did something. She's like, you're just right now, you're not even listening to me. You're just thinking of a response to give me. And it's like, it's not, I entirely get it. So what would you say? It's, I know like a simple answer would be like, oh, just obviously listen, but honestly, like what could you do to like just stop yourself from trying to think of something to say and actually like help them out more? Do you understand or
listen?
I'm sorry. Like, no, because I do find myself like being like, oh yeah, I am gonna stop and listen, but then I just go back to just wanting to, you know, give back a response.
It is. Don't worry about trying to say something. Just really hear them out. Really hear how they're feeling. Really try to hear what they're going through. And you go back up to those questions again as they say something. Not worrying about what your response is, because we think, okay, if I don't say something, I'm gonna forget what I'm gonna say. And does it happen? Sure, it happens to me all the time. Oh, I had a good thought. And then you're sitting there, what was that thought that I wanted to say? And then you're still, again, just focus on what they're actually saying, not looking at your watch, not looking out the window, not just sort of start thinking about, I'm starting to get hungry. What am I going to eat for lunch? You know?
Are you hungry?
truly paying attention takes work. It takes effort. And the only way you're going to do that is with some practice. It doesn't come automatic to any of us, I don't think, but to be able to sit down. And then the thing is, when you start helping people and you are in a situation where you're helping people regularly, it's going to be the point, oh, yeah, I already heard this scenario, this situation, and you're automatically going to go into that help mode. Well, guess what? It's brand new for them again. It might not be new for you, but it's new for them. So you still got to back up and say, I got to listen. Even though I know where this is probably going to go to, it's still a different situation, different case, different person. So be able to just try to relax. If you can, if it's possible, you take a piece of paper and you can write some notes or something even and help you focus, or just got to really focus on what's being said.
And for the last step, what would that
be? This one is turning the conversation to help. When you get to the point of, okay, I've heard them, I know what they're going through, and this is beyond my scope, my capability. You don't have to have all the answers. And I'd be very leery, very apprehensive about giving too many answers, about giving too many directions. Because here's the thing, if you tell somebody, oh, this is what you need to do, and they do it, and it fails, who's at fault? They come back and blame you.
Yeah.
You can say, here's some of your options, maybe. But even there, you got to be cautious. Help them try to come up with their own options, with their own thoughts. And if you're getting into stuff that's way above your head, above your ability, say, you know what? Let's go talk to the chaplain.
You don't always have to be the person who's like, oh, hey, look at me. I'm the one helping them. So I got to like be the one to finish it. You could always just give other resources and stuff like that. And where can you find those other resources?
Part of it, in the military, we got a boatload of resources compared to the civilian sector. With the chain of command, with your chaplain, with fleet and family support, so many places that you, to one of the MAs, you know, stuff that you put out on the radio, different contacts that they put out all the time. So many resources that are in the military that might not be necessarily quite as readily available out in the civilian sector. So for that, I think we can be thankful. But build that network. Somebody that is your mentor that you can go and ask them questions. Even, hey, look, this person's come up and this is going on. What do you think? What can I do for them? You don't have to have the answers. I mean, I've been in the ministry for what? Over 30 years now? I still don't have all the answers. Still working on this stuff.
And now we'll be wrapping things up with Credo. You're listening to Hotline Bling by Drake. So now that we're back, is there anything you'd like to reiterate or give out events?
Well, just a reminder that it's a simple acrostic SALT, S-A-L-T. Show love, ask questions, listen, turn the conversation to some help. You don't have to have all the answers. You don't have to have everything. And to just keep yourself safe in this whole process as you're out there and you're working with somebody or there's a homeless person or whatever else it might be. You don't want to jeopardize your own life in the process of trying to help somebody else too. The old saying, oxygen mask drops down, you do what? You put the mask on yourself first before you put on the person next to you.
Of course. And speaking of other resources to help other people with the events, I see that you have a safe talk tomorrow, correct?
We do. We got a safe talk tomorrow. It's going to be from 9 to 12 right over in the chapel, the classroom upstairs. Still got some seats available, filling up, but encourage you, if you got some time, can attend. Appreciate you coming over and bring you in.
Yeah, definitely engage in safe talk. And I highly recommend it too. I've taken the class, I believe, 3 times. I took it a few times when I was in holdup in my A school, and then when I was in indoc here, and it's really good. You know, you see how to help anybody who has suicide ideation, spread awareness to that, and you become a safe talker too, and then you can find out more what being a safe talker really means.
And that aspect, that, like you're saying, you're going through before I get to teach it. That's what I've gone through a number of times. But even with that, I learn from people that are in the class, and so I'm continuously sharpening my sword also. So even if you've attended before, do a refresher, go back through again, sharpen those skills back up. We got an assist that's going to be coming up sometime. We're working on the schedule, and we can plug it in probably within the next month here, which is a 2-day course instead of the shorter version, which even builds upon that. And then the medical department actually actually has a class also for the medical professionals that'll even advance that even more.
So. And I also see that you have a retreat coming up on the, when is it, 27th?
The 27th of February. We got the marriage retreat. We still got some slots open for that. So I encourage you, if you have not attended one, or even if you have, sign up for it. I don't know the hotel yet. And here's another thing for those retreats. When you go up on the website on Facebook, or even with the QR code that we have floating out there, you can sign up for the retreats at different locations. Road to Spain, Naples, Bahrain, they all have different retreats going also. So if it fits into your schedule, you'd have to take leave to go to those locations, of course. But the retreats are first come, first serve. So encourage you to utilize those free events for you guys to attend, a good weekend and some good material that's usually put out.
All right. Well, Lewis, it was really nice having you today, and I hope you have a good day.
You too. Thank you.
All right. Well, now you're listening to 105.9 AFN Sigonella, the station serving you America's best.